This is TWiT.
A Redditor discovered last week that Samsung's smart TV privacy policy gives the company the right to share what you say in your living room with unnamed third-party companies, along with data about your device. Megan Maroney, this data includes the specific device, so like the unique identifier of your TV. I don't know what use that would be to anyone. And everybody's kind of flipping out about it. There's a controversy brewing that it's a big deal. A lot of people are saying, this is no big deal. Other companies do it. They're not going to, you know, nothing bad is going to happen to you. What do you think about this? Is this a big deal as some people are making of it?
Well, I think it's a little creepy that your TV is listening to you. But at the same time, it's part of that privacy policy. We never read it. I'm glad someone read it and let us know that this is going on.
No pun intended. Somebody read it.
Yeah. But I don't really care. I mean, the most important part of this story to me is I'm glad someone's reading it and pointing that out, because I would like to know all these things as Big Brother keeps watching us and watching us, even though I don't really feel that badly about this one in particular.
Yeah. I mean, apparently LG had a similar scandal in 2013. I don't recall that one personally. And then there are other things that this brings to light. For example, the Amazon Firefly is a feature on the Amazon Fire Phone where you just want to capture anything. So if you hear a song, you push the button. If you want to scan a product to get more information about that product, you push the same button. So if you scan, so it turned out when this phone first hit, we learned that when you push the button to scan a product, it also listens, captures the audio of whatever's going on in your room, uploads that to Amazon, and they never delete it ever. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of thing that's happening already out there for the five or six people who own an Amazon right. Fire Phone. The other thing is that Microsoft patents has a couple of patents that use the camera in Kinect or a Kinect-like device to see who's in the room. And they do that for two reasons. The first is advertising. So if they see certain people and recognize them in some future version of this, I don't think they have that capability now, they can advertise specifically to the people in the room. The second one is if the person has a license for no more than six people and there are 10 people in the room, they can take appropriate action according to the patent. Nobody likes any of this stuff, but this is what companies are essentially giving themselves permission and the right and the legal right to do and figuring out ways to do it.
But it is creepy, like someone's deciding how many people you can have in your living room.
You know, and my guess is, of course, you know, the policies in this case the patents sound worse than the intentions of the company. My guess is that Microsoft is concerned about somebody using a license for a family in a huge sports bar or something like that. Right. If they look out and see a sea of drunken maniacs, they think, well, this isn't the Jones family or whatever. And one of the interesting things about this that's kind of fun is that EFF activists are comparing the policy to Orwell's 1984, and they're putting the policy side by side with quotes from the novel 1984. I don't think it quite works. They don't quite have... You know, the wording is not identical in any way, but still it's interesting for them to point that out.
Yeah, and I'm glad those watchdogs are out there.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they have the time to do that. Keep doing it.
Yeah, that's right.